Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2285, recorded on Thursday the 8th of August 2024. I'm Alison Aplin and Phil Harrison is sitting next to me to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We're always pleased to hear from you. We're pleased to welcome two new listeners this week, Paige Simmons in Norwich and Jimmy Lines in Helsden. We hope you both enjoy our weekly Norwich News Roundup and the other recordings that often follow Chatterbox. Later, we'll join Chris Skinner, Matthew Gudgeon and Rat the dog as they measure the largest tree on High Ash Farm. Chris gets a wake-up call and there's an encounter with a mother duck and riverside birds in a quarry. That all follows this week's Chatterbox, so stay tuned for a stroll in the Norfolk countryside. This edition of Chatterbox will include four sets of news stories from the Evening News, three letters from readers to the Evening News, Information Desk and three features. Phil will start us off with some of this week's headline stories.
A murder in Paragon Place was the major Norwich news story this week and was followed by pleas for an end to violence from the local community. There were reports of new developments at three Norwich locations where large numbers of new homes may be built: Victoria House, Debenhams and Anglia Square. Alison will start the grim news from Paragon Place.
A community has been left horrified after witnessing a man being stabbed to death just a few feet from their front doors. People living in Paragon Place in Norwich saw the terrifying attack, which took place in the middle of their estate in broad daylight. One person said they were left feeling sick by what they witnessed while walking home from work. Others described seeing people walking around in a state of shock. Despite efforts by paramedics to save the victim, he died at the scene. A police cordon was quickly put up, along with a privacy tent, as officers began a murder investigation. They could be seen searching the area, including looking in bins and using drones, overnight and the following day. The suspected murderer fled the estate soon after the attack, which took place just before 7 p.m. on Friday. Police said it was an isolated incident and they don't believe there's a wider risk to the public.
Enough is enough. That was a stark message from a community sick of witnessing drug dealing and violence on their doorsteps. It came after the victim of murder on the estate was named as 38-year-old Oliver Payne. One man in his 70s who lives in a flat in Paragon Place described how he feels unsafe after Mr. Payne was stabbed to death just outside his home. He said, "People are frightened and fed up. Enough is enough. This is a dangerous place, particularly at night." Chief Superintendent Dave Buckley revealed that the police believe that the victim and suspect are known to one another through illegal drug use. "I'd have bet money on the fact that it was drugs related," added the Paragon Place local. "Our city is an easy target for dealers. CCTV was installed a few years ago following several police raids in the area to crack down on the antisocial behaviour plaguing the estate, but many have said that it was mysteriously removed a few years ago." A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "The council is understandably concerned about the recent incident near Paragon Place and wants to reassure residents that we're working closely with Norfolk Police to tackle antisocial behaviour and crime across the city."
The demolition of a city centre landmark has begun. After months of speculation, Victoria House, the former home of insurance firm Marsh in Queen's Road, is finally coming down, and very quickly. Scaffolding went up around part of the building towards the end of July, with metal scaffolding and plastic sheeting spotted cladding the northwest wing of Victoria House. The site has been empty since the start of 2022, when Marsh announced it was moving staff to its new offices at Broadland Business Park. A Zive Capital spokesman said at the time, "We're in the early stages of progressing the site's redevelopment. We remain committed to keeping local representatives and residents informed about the programme for Victoria House's demolition, including the measures that will be put in place to minimise any disruption."
Plans to demolish one of the most prominent buildings in the city centre have faced fresh objections from council officials. A conservation team at City Hall said that the scheme to tear down former Debenhams store is unjustified. It follows a recent Historic England move to block the demolition for the same reason. Under the plans, the 1950s building would be knocked down to below ground level and rebuilt as 405 student flats and several retail units. However, the conservation and design officers at City Hall have described these plans as a complete loss of a locally significant, non-designated heritage asset. The site is not considered to be in a state of extreme, irreparable decay and is therefore not considered to warrant demolition on those grounds, added the officers. Instead, the team suggests a scheme to retrofit the building would preserve the historic fabric, architecture and character, and minimise any detrimental environmental impact.
A senior councillor is fighting for a 20 miles per hour speed limit in a city road plagued by boy racers, rat running and crashes. Jamie Osborne, Green Party councillor for Mancroft Ward, who lives near Old Palace Road in the Higham area, has called for the new lower limit to stop drivers using the road as a racetrack. This comes shortly after a serious crash at the end of June saw one man hospitalised and a teenager arrested. People consistently speed along the road, and then you get a few really bad cases where people just bomb down it when it's clear, Councillor Osborne said. I'm worried that the recent crash won't be a one-off incident. There are schools in the area, several sheltered houses for elderly people, and two doctor's surgeries. It's really dangerous. Parts of Earlham Road are 20 miles per hour, so why not Old Palace Road? Councillor Osborne is to raise the issue at a Norfolk County Council cabinet meeting.